Hey everyone, and welcome to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, keeping our focus in this day and age is like trying to herd cats, chaotic and often impossible. Seriously, between our phones buzzing, emails pinging, and the constant barrage of news and social media, it feels like our attention spans are shrinking faster than a pair of jeans after Thanksgiving dinner. But guess what? We can reclaim our focus. That's exactly what we're diving into today, practical Stoic strategies to manage distractions, stay present, and become masters of our own minds. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Stoicism, isn't that all about being Stoic and unemotional? Nope. It's so much more than that. At its core, Stoicism is about living a life of purpose and virtue, and that includes mastering our thoughts and actions. Think of it like training your mental muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they become. So, how do we level up our focus game using the wisdom of the Stoics? Let's get into it. First up, recognize your distractions. This sounds obvious, right? But honestly, how often do we fall prey to those sneaky little interruptions without even realizing it? Our phone notifications become irresistible sirens calling us away from what truly matters. That article on cat memes suddenly feels more important than finishing that project. Pay attention to those moments. Notice the triggers that pull you away from your tasks. Next, prioritize your goals. The Stoics believed in living intentionally, focusing on what's truly valuable. When you have a clear sense of purpose, it becomes easier to resist distractions. So, what are your top priorities? Write them down, make it tangible. Visualize yourself accomplishing those goals and let that motivation fuel your focus. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about being fully present in the moment. Take deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and ground yourself in the here and now. When you catch your mind wandering, gently guide it back to the task at hand. It's like redirecting a playful puppy. With patience and consistency, you can get them to focus on their chutoyaki, your work. Fourthly, create a distraction-free environment. This might mean turning off notifications, putting your phone in another room, or finding a quiet workspace. You know that feeling when you're trying to concentrate but your neighbor's music is blasting? Yeah, not ideal. Make it easier on yourself. Create an oasis of focus where distractions are minimized. And lastly, don't be afraid to take breaks. The Stoics believed in finding balance and taking time for self-care. Stepping away from work periodically can actually boost your productivity. Go for a walk, listen to music, or just close your eyes and relax. Come back refreshed and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed focus. Ever felt like you're constantly playing catch-up, drowning in a sea of distractions? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer by the minute and you just want to hide under the covers? Well, imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, but instead of panicking, you calmly assess your priorities, silence those distracting notifications, and focus on one task at a time. You feel calm, collected, and in control. That's the power of Stoic principles. They equip us with the tools to navigate the chaos and find clarity amidst the noise. Think about a time when you were truly focused, maybe completing a challenging project or engaging in a deep conversation. What made that moment stand out? Was it the absence of distractions, a clear sense of purpose, or simply being present in experience? By reflecting on these moments, we can identify our own focus triggers and learn to cultivate them more consistently. So remember, friends, focus isn't just about eliminating distractions, it's about cultivating intentionality and presence in every aspect of your life. Start small, implement one or two of these strategies today. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little focus boost, and let me know your biggest takeaway on social media using #DailyStoicismPower. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.